7:40 here on the Mighty 690, and it is the second Tuesday of the month. That means that we do have a Coffeyville City Commission meeting this evening, and joining us to discuss that, we have Interim City Manager Tim Wilson. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning, James. Doing great.
Hey, good to have you in here. So, I know we were talking a little off air. You were pretty wrapped up in city business to be able to check out the eclipse yesterday. But even though we had the clouds, it was still you could still see it, and it was kind of weird to see everything get dark and then you know, lighten back up again. So
yeah, I hated to miss it.
But. Yeah, but that was a neat event. So kind of fun to see people taking that in and enjoying it. So glad we didn't have the traffic problems that some of those cities in the totality had. At least we can count ourselves lucky on that. So hey, what do we have coming up here at tonight's meeting?
Well, we've got a busy agenda today, and first thing is we're going to have a 2024 appropriation ordinance for $944,000. And as always, we welcome comments from the public. Any citizen can get up and speak for 3 minutes, and we always welcome that. In new business, we've got a resolution to authorize the purchase of a mini excavator for the Water Services Department, and this will be used primarily to fix water mains and install water taps. So it's a needed piece of equipment, and it'll increase the efficiency of our water department pretty substantially. Resolution number two is to authorize the execution of a real estate purchase agreement between the City of Coffeyville and MTI Greenhouse Solutions. So I think many of you know that the old fire department has been owned by the City of Coffeyville for quite some time. It's sat empty for many, many years. So we put out a bid process. We got two bids. A company called MTI out of Arkansas was the highest bidder. And we've had multiple meetings with them because they're looking to establish a business in Coffeyville. So the Planning and Zoning Commission has recommended their bid, and that's going to be presented to the City Commission today. MTI builds greenhouses, what they call learning greenhouses, and they're going to build out the fire station and put their administrative offices in there. And over time, they'll start with 4 employees, but over time, they'll have up to over 30 employees in Coffeyville. So,
and they're looking to do some kind of assembly-type manufacturing, perhaps, there?
That's right. Yeah, they'll do some assembly there. And they're also looking at other properties within Coffeyville to do some of the manufacturing. So they're going to be a really good addition to downtown, a good addition to Coffeyville from a employment perspective, and really excited about that. Resolution number three is to, we want to express support through a letter support for an application from MBL Development to Kansas Housing Resources Corp for Metal Arch Senior Villas. And this is a company that's built senior villas. This is age 62 and up. They've done it in multiple states within the Midwest. In fact, they've got one close to completion in Parsons currently, and they have 32 units there, and they had double the occupancy request. So they've looked at the demographics of Coffeyville. They know there's demand, and really Coffeyville needs housing at every stage of a citizen's life. And so this will handle that area of age 62 and up. And they're really good looking properties. I've seen the one in Parsons, and I've gotten pictures of many they've done in many states. And so really excited about that. They'll build 38 units, all single story, 2-bedroom, 1-bath. They have a nice community center as part of the development. They'll bring in a doctor, dentist, and hairdresser once a week, and really be handy for some of our citizens that are moving into that stage of their life. So that's a badly needed project, and it's really going to help Coffeyville.
Well, you look at the demographics of the U.S., that baby boomer generation is getting to that point. So
it is
good timing.
Yeah, and these are really nice units. So I think it'll be a great addition to Coffeyville. We've got a discussion and action to make an appointment to the Planning Commission. We've got an opening there. We're going to have a discussion on street projects. We're going to talk about the projects that are going to be part of 2024, and then what we've got planned in 2025 as well. And then we've got a city manager's report, and that will be it.
Okay. All right. Well, a good meeting, of course, starting at 6:30. Of course, public welcome. If anyone does have any comments there during the initial part of the meeting, of course.
Looking forward to it, James.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, sir, for dropping on by. That's Interim City Manager Tim Wilson. Appreciate you coming on by. And look forward to meeting tonight and then seeing you here in a couple weeks.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. And we will have a more open line coming right at you here in moments as we continue. We'll have a little programming from K-State Research and Extension. Be back right after that.